not considered a low level defendant. Yeah, so in this particular case, because of all the situation that took place in Florida with one of his co-defendants, he initially walked in the case as a low level defendant, right? So what happened was, over time, as they continued their investigation after the indictment, the case with the gun case came up. So that's how the indictment got superseded. Once the indictment got superseded, all his grounds changed, because everything associated with his charges came directly from his phone. So he had no argument. That person pled out to their charges. There's no space for anything now. So now the only process he's going through, the reason why his case is dragging, is they're literally trying to mitigate the case to get something under 15. Yeah, right, look, now, like, he's not at nothing under 15. He's actually at 22. So it's either that, or we're going to try to mitigate it, try to act like he had such a horrible background and growing up, all these things were wrong with him. And that's the reason why we're going to try to get him at the 172 months. That's what's going on.
Can you speak on, like, I know he put up a post, because I put up a video about this whole situation like a few weeks ago, when he put up a post in regards to him waiting until the sentencing guideline changes or something like that.
So that's what's been going on. Because he has existing drug charges that he pled out to, he tried to keep his charges non-guilty, so he kept with the drug charges. Because he has the existing drug charges, they're waiting on the Equal Act to be passed so that they're able to mitigate his sentence. So that will take his sentence over from the 20 years back down to the 15 years. That's the mitigating factor. That's what the postponement is coming from. Other than that, he pled out last year. He would have been sentenced by now. But his lawyer is pushing for his lawyer is hoping that the Equal Act get passed. And it's not just affecting his case, it's affecting every other black or brown person or Hispanic person, even white people that are sitting in prison for freaking crack cocaine charges. That's it. It's either from 100 to 1 to 20 to 1. It's better for it to be at 20 to 1 to 18 to 1. That's what they're fighting for.
You hear me, Chuck? Yeah. Right, this is my only thing, and maybe Sis could build on this a little bit. Me, the only thing that looked crazy to me, I've been in the feds 4 times, homie, so I've been through that. I talk to niggas from the feds every day, literally, right? So only thing that looked funny to me is the fact that they use a recording with his voice on it in court for them other niggas' cases just now, testing them niggas, right? In my brain, and what I know of the law is for them to use a recording in a court of law, without the appraisal, is getting back on the pill because Casanova will come back later on and say, man, that shit was a lie, I said. I feel they had to have a conversation with him and say, is this what you said and this what you meant?
Cause we gonna play. They never had that conversation with him.
Okay, so
the conversation with him never had. They had a third-party witness state that was Casanova's voice, and that was Casanova's phone number. Does that answer your question?
Okay. There's a fact. It was Malcolm Kenyon who confirmed that was Casanova's phone and Casanova's voice.
What's up, bro?
What's happening?
I just had to come clear some things up. But yeah, that was the answer to that question.
Well, we just cleared it up. Death of the Cloud Chaser. It's clear, because I understand exactly what she said. She made it quite clear, and she had some good points, like and even Tribe Gangster, you know what I'm saying? Him being, he was there in court, you know, unfortunate situation that happened. And, you know, shit, he even in agreement with when talking about the third party, you know what I'm saying? The third party situation. So,
anything about him speaking to the feds about the case is speculation and assumption, because there was nothing that was ever presented that said that the feds spoke to him, he had any conversations with them, none of that. It was just, this is his voice. This is his man who was with him. This is who he called, and this is the person confirming it. So I spoke on several times where I heard people trying to say Cash did something that they don't have any documentation of, and that's the only time I'm going to speak on it, when there's a bunch of nonsense and people just spitting nastiness on somebody's name. So that man ain't present no paperwork on that man yet that showed that he cooperated in that case in no shape, form, or fashion.
That's a fact.
And niggas gotta think too, bro. If he did talk to the feds, or he talked to the state or whatever in that case, y'all already know that the prosecutors would have presented that shit because it would have made their case stronger. They wouldn't have hid that shit.